We have another wonderful word for you that the Holy Spirit poured out through Brother Freedom in the park next to the Sacramento River. I think this is the third time that he and I have been there. This was a Sunday afternoon, and although it's only about 7 or 8 minutes in length, it's very, very meaningful. We need to rely on the Holy Spirit totally, and that is the message that the Father in Heaven was pouring through Brother Freedom's lips. It was awesome, and as I've worked on getting it prepared and digitally mastered to share with you, my heart has really been touched and gripped. What a message. In this very dark hour, when the world is falling apart, God has help for His people through the precious Holy Spirit who anoints the Word. God bless you, everyone, as you listen. Thank you very much.
I say, do not look at what you see and what you hear. And the men that speak out so carelessly, they have not the answer anyway. But I say, listen to my Spirit. For I've given thee a direction that many have never known until I've given this word out this day. For I've opened the heavens that my people in this town shall be visited with my Spirit. And I'm going to bless them. Because I say, this is where my servant has prayed from. And I'm going to make this be real to him. And I want him to know what this happened. For so many has rejected him, but I am causing hearts to change many places. They're feeling something in their heart that they never had before. It's something that's moving upon them in a mighty way. For I'd say this day, be not weary in well-doing. For ye shall reap if you faint not. If you'll cast all your cares upon me, and seek me in a true and a very blessed and holy manner, I will come upon thee. It will be my joy to bless my beloved. For I say, I've seen my children wandering. They're wandering as they was in the desert years ago. And I say how Caleb and Joshua was the only two that got the true message. And I say, many this day are wandering in the wilderness. I say, very few is hearing the message from heaven. Only I know the output of the outcry. Only I know what's going to happen. But I say, my people need to rejoice in me this day. They can have this assurance that all's well. They'll have the luxury of living this last hour knowing that they're pleasing me. Knowing that they're living in my counsel. Knowing they have my leadership. My acknowledgement is so special on the lives of my people. For I say, my church is trying all over the world, but they've gone in for false doctrines. They've went on to men's teachings. They went into discipleships of not importance. And they went for great teachings of men. And I say, these men have strived hard to get out this message, but I said, in vain, because they have not the unction of my Spirit. For I say, what they have longed for was in their grasp and in their midst all the time. But they went to the intervention of their own moving of their minds. And through that they searched vividly. They searched for my word says, but they've left out the part that I says, in all, my Spirit has to be alive. My Spirit must be the one that moves on my word. The Spirit is my counsel. The Spirit is my one that loves. My Spirit is the one that brings interception from heaven. He's the one that comes against principalities, against powers of darkness. He's the one that sets my people free, because it's His work in this last hour. For I set up some guidelines, and I shall keep my word, saith the Father in heaven. For I call the unction of the Spirit of God to be alive, and when He has His, when His ministry is finished, He's going to take all these that are ready and present them to my Son. And I say, what a wonderful day that's going to be. When all of you that's out there live for me, when you've loved me, and you didn't care what your brother, your sister, or no one thought about you, but you was willing to live it for me. Dedication to me, that's what I'm looking for. I say, many hearts have longed for me, but they wanted and know there what they was going to get out of it. But I say, I'm looking for a people that serve me because they love me. Serve me because they know the one that loves them is so very special to their hearts. and they wish to have me to enlarge their borders in a very powerful way in this last hour. And they don't want anything for nothing. They don't want anything to come by for the natural way. They want it to all to come from me. And with those people, I'm going to bless. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And I shall keep my word. And I shall bless thee. And I'll anoint you. And I'll thrill you. And I'll be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these dearly beloved, let us all cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. Let us perfect holiness in the fear of God. Well, I say to my people need to keep seeking me. My people need to realize that I'm calling for a holy people. I'm calling for a tested people. I'm calling for a people that means business with the Lord their God. And they're not afraid to step out by themselves if needs be. If they'll walk alone like this man, my servant here, has walked alone many years. And I'm looking for those in this last days that will walk alone, separated from me. And I shall repay them a millionfold. There's no way of telling you how much the multiplication you're going to get from it, but it's just there as a special bonus. You're not getting because of what you are, but it's I'm going to bless you anyway, because thou art faithful. I wish for a man and a woman to be counted faithful, as my son was faithful, and he's still faithful. He's making intercession daily for each one of you, and he's making intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. But my Holy Spirit is here upon earth, guiding you and directing you, encouraging you to bless you in a mighty way. And I say when his work is over, I say this time, dispensation will end. And I say at that day, that hour, I say all parks of darkness are going to break forth. And I say the word could be even that word of hell itself will be here upon earth. And I say many of my children that have known me and really known me are going to be missing that day, and they're going to find themselves here wanting. It's going to break their heart. They've went into tradition. They went in for knowledge. They went in for the things that were pleasing their eyes. And I say these things from your eyes that are pleasing to you brings great indebtedness to you. And there shall be great failures that will come forth for those who have wanted to gain things that they shouldn't gain for. I'm looking for my people to rely totally on my Spirit. And I say that is the bottom line in this last days. I want my people to wait upon my Holy Spirit. And I'm going to bless you. Thou must be walking and be complete and satisfied in Him. My church is not satisfied where they are, but I want to satisfy them with my Spirit this day. Come, my people, seek me. Come, and I shall bless thee. Come, and you will not feel alone. You'll not feel ashamed no longer. You'll be blessed from heaven. And I wish to encourage thee. I wish to give thee a word of knowledge that I want to be with you. I want to help you. I want to make you walk in a true path that goes to heaven. And be not afraid, for I shall go with thee these last moments, and I shall speak to thy heart. I shall have those that can speak and hear from me, and they shall tell you what I saith, saith the Spirit of God. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.